System coolant malfunction. Initiating emergency calling protocol.
No, no, no! Not yet. It's 11 hours too early and my team isn't here. Nothing is set up. We're not ready for it. I guess I'm just gonna have to play it by ear and see if I can pull him through before the others arrive. Okay, not too fast. He needs to warm up slowly. Hey, don't you die on me. Get that heart rate up. Good boy. All right, lungs and other vitals coming into the green. That was touch and go for a while. Oh, finally stabilized. Brain activity rising. Hey, you're finally awake. Let's get you down and onto the exam table. Welcome to the land of tomorrow. Well, actually about 6 months into the future. Do you know where you are? I don't know if you're having trouble remembering or not, but we still don't know the side effects of cryogenic freezing. Well, you're the first person to successfully awaken so far. How long? You've been frozen and asleep for approximately 6 months. Indeed. Not as long as most people, but if you recall, you volunteered to be one of the subjects of a new freezing process and stasis system. We couldn't wait for years to test like other programs. Most of these volunteers chose to be frozen due to terminal illness, but you were an anomaly. A healthy, strapping young man. You're a different story, aren't you? What do I mean by so far? Well, we were scheduled to thaw you out in a couple of hours, you know, with my team and using the proper warming procedure. Unfortunately, there was a malfunction. The system engaged early and without any of the equipment or specialists on site. Luckily, I was here overseeing your current state when the malfunction occurred. I was able to stabilize you in the end, but there might be some damage since it was done improperly. I'm going to have to check your vitals, see if there was any physical damage myself. Now we have to do it all over again. Half my fucking data is useless now. What was that? You can't move anything below your neck? We theorized that could be a problem due to the freezing process, but don't worry. It should wear off in time. At least you're able to breathe on your own now. Checking you out. Over. It looks like there is minimal visual damage to your body. Some slight bruising, which is to be expected. Slight discolorization due to minor hypothermia. Everything appears as expected. But I think I'll have to check to see if there was any damage to your muscle structure. So I'll have to examine your muscles. Equipment? No. I will be doing it by hand. What type of equipment would be better for this than my own fingers? Starting at your arms and your hands. You're so cold. Are you sure you don't feel cold? That's good. I'll have to document that after this test. Were you into bodybuilding before the procedure? You just went to the gym a lot, huh? Exactly my type. Why am I asking? I need a general baseline to compare your muscles to what they used to be before you were frozen. Nice, strong arms, decent core, strong shoulders. Let's hope you didn't skip leg day. I'm going to check every muscle group, and that includes your legs. Your thighs. Oh, sorry about that. Your genitals are probably a bit sensitive with the blood flowing back into them right now. I'm not as graceful as a masseuse, although this is similar to what they do, right? Seems very intimate. There is one more muscle group that we need to evaluate. I'm hoping we can make it a happy ending. Now let's just take a look at your calves. Are you staring at my cleavage? Oh, I see your eyes are warming up nicely, you naughty boy. Watch all you like. If it helps you warm up, per science. I know it's been a while since you've seen a woman. Do you like what you see? Monitor your breathing for me. I don't want you passing out while I'm examining you. Well, that's all the major muscle groups. Everything seems to be fine. No deterioration to the major groups. Now let's see about those minor muscles. I see one that's volunteering to go next. I won't be able to get a decent feel on this one with the uniform in the way. Oh, I guess I did miss a major muscle. What a wonderful member you have here. Good news is you don't appear to have blue balls. Although I might enjoy working you up to that. Maybe I should cup these just a little, warm them up. Oh, don't worry. I was going to take care of it as part of the reproduction test. Yes, a reproduction test. We need to make sure your testicles are still working properly after being in cryogenic stasis. Any luck getting your arms to work yet? No. Well, normally we would have you take care of this particular test on your own, but seeing as you can't move, and no one else is here, I feel I have to help you with it. That's right. Help you with it. Oh my God, that blush. It's a good look on you. It's nice to see you are warming up. Things will be getting a whole lot steamier from here. I see you're reacting quite nicely to my voice. I love seeing your cock twitch like that. So responsive. I'm amazed that you're this big, even with it being so cold. Tell me, how do my warm hands feel on your chilled cock? I bet it feels amazing. Good. Going to start slowly. Don't want to damage anything important by being too rough. You just relax. Enjoy feeling my hand gripping you. Warming you up with each sensual stroke. Oh, you don't have to move. Just let me do the work for you. I want you to enjoy this. It will help speed up the process. Like that. Well, my hand is on your cock. Why don't I help the rest of you to heat up? Yeah. Let's see if I can warm your lips also. They are looking a bit blue. My, that was different. Different, but good. Are my kisses helping that much? Oh, I can feel your cock throbbing in my heated hand. Let's speed it up a bit. I can tell you're wanting more by the way you're moving your hips against me. There we go. Your lips are getting the color back. Oh, but your cock and balls still need a little more attention. Let's see if my lips warm them up better than my hands. Kiss down your body. My warm breath on your neck. Your chest. Your nipples. First one. And then the other. Down. Your belly button. All the way down. To the part we're testing. Your reproductive system. Glad you were shaved as the standard procedure for the test. Nothing better than a smooth set of balls. I want to play with these some more, but I think we need a certain part of you warming up at the same time. I need your consent, though. Do you want to feel my lips against your throbbing cock for this test? For science. But I just take the head into my mouth. How about I take it a little bit more in? Getting you wet. Good responses. I can feel it growing warmer in my mouth and I think I taste a bit of pre-cum. That is a good sign. Means something is working. You know, it's a shame. It's a shame that you can't put your hands on the back of my head. It's always a pleasure knowing how deep you want it, how fast. I'm doing fine as it is. Perfect. I do enjoy tasting such a handsome cock. Nothing gets me turned on more than feeling you throb and react in my hot mouth. I don't know about you, but I'm getting a bit heated. I hope you don't mind if I make myself more comfortable by getting undressed. I can tell by the throb of your cock that you like what you see. You're staring at my nipples. Do you like them? They're so sensitive. They were already hard before disrobing for you. Being surrounded by all this cooling equipment keeps them hard like this all the time. Maybe I should rub your cock wet with my saliva all around my nipples. Oh, it feels good. Mm, they're so sensitive. Oh, across my breasts. Oh, across them. Between them. Between my tits. Oh, yes. You caused this. Mm. Even before the rub down. Before sucking. Just looking at you after the malfunction sent a spark through me. Does it feel good? Feeling your cock rub against my sensitive nipples. Oh, I can tell by your breathing that it feels incredible. You like what you see, having my nipples wet, teased like this. You know what? It makes me wet farther south. Mm. You know, you've probably gotten laid more than I have this year. And you've been frozen for 6 months. Oh, I can see your arms have warmed up to the elbow now. Mm, maybe you should show my nipples some love while I tease your cock with my pussy. Ah. Oh. Oh, your thighs are a bit cold. But I think we can get some blood flowing back to them, don't you? Can you feel the heat coming off my pussy? How warm and wet it feels as I slide my pussy lips up and down your hard cock. Oh, yes. Oh, you're getting so hot underneath me. Mm. Oh, fuck. I needed this. Mm. What was that? Oh, how foolish of me. It looks like your lips are a bit cold and blue. Let me give you a face full of my sweetness. And I will continue warming your cock. Let me just shift. Oh, lick, baby boy. Oh, there you go. Oh, a face full of what you've been ogling. Mm. Do you like what you see? Here, I'll lower myself closer so you can really enjoy me, smell me, my hot, inviting, and wet lips coming down to meet yours. Taste me. Oh, that's right. And I'll lick you. Mm. tongue is still a bit cold. No, keep going. It feels different. Good. I actually really like it. Oh, you're sending shivers down my spine. Oh, yes, like that. Looks like you're leaking a bit more. You must be getting a bit pretty achy. Oh, my moans are doing that to you. Well, your moans feel, your whimpers feel amazing against, oh, my clit. Fuck. You're really starting to get worked up, aren't you? I'm really waking you up now, aren't I? Oh, yes. Oh, God. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Use your hands. Pull me wider apart so you can lick everything. Oh, God. I need you. I need you now. Let me just flip around. Because I need you inside me. Just reach down and line us up. Oh, fuck. Oh, your cock is still a bit cool, but I'll fix that. This is definitely one way to end a cold streak. Oh, how's it feel? Having my burning, wet pussy lips take you all the way inside. Oh, that's right. Move those hips for me. You're warming up. I want to feel you pound me. Oh. Ah, oh, yes. Oh. Fuck me. That's right. Oh, for science. Ah. Oh. Oh. Arch up into me. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. This was not what I expected today. Oh, fuck, but I needed it. Oh, yes. Put your hands on my hips. Feel them move. Oh, the way you feel inside me. I want to feel you deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, all the way. Show me how badly you want me. Feel my thighs squeezing you as I get a little desperate. Oh, God. I've never fucked or come on a frozen boy before. Oh, fuck. You will be my first. Can you tell how horny I am for you? How good you feel by the way I keep squeezing your thick cock. My lips clenching on every inch that you fuck into me. How does it feel? I need to know if you've lost any feeling down there. No? Excellent. Oh, your arms are really working now. Oh, they were limp before. Now you're really grabbing my ass and pulling me onto you. Oh, faster. Oh, God. Rake me back and forth across your hips. Oh, yes. Oh, right there. Oh, so good. Oh, fuck me. pound me like you want to. You're making my tits bounce in your face as you fuck me. So close to the edge. I'm getting close. Are you warm enough to come with me? I fucking need your cum. Fuck. Please come with me. Come with me. Come inside my hot, wet pussy. Oh, God, yes. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, come with me. I can feel you throbbing as you come. Oh, fuck. Fill me. Milking it all out as my body spasms. Oh, that was... Oh, my God. I can't believe I did that. Well, no matter, I suppose. You're getting quite warm now, aren't you? Well, your cum is definitely hot. Dripping out of me. What? Oh, I messed up. We were supposed to save your sperm for testing. But I got a little carried away. So I guess we'll have to get a clean sample from you later. Do you think you'll be up for it? Good.